Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and today I have with me my grandchildren and their mother. Their mother's Brenda.
Hello.
And then I've got her son Jared, who's 26, her son Brandon, who's 22, and her daughter Hannah, who is 20. So in this family, we've been telling you for the past few days that the gift of discerning of spirits has operated in them. They have been, they see into the realm of the spirit. And Hannah is a graduate of Rhema Bible Training Center. She's always been used in intercessory prayer since she was a little bitty girl in an amazing way. But just we've asked her just to pick one little thing. And since Jared was telling you yesterday, and you can go on the archives and listen if you didn't hear it, he was telling you about an appearance of Jesus that he had when he was 10 years old. Now Hannah's going to tell you about one she had when she was 10 years old on her birthday. It was his birthday as well.
This was my birthday. I remember I had gotten sick overnight the night before. And I remember waking up and mom had come in and told me that I'm not going to school that day and Jared's going to stay home and watch me and she's going to go to work. And so I slept most of the afternoon, and I remember I had a little single bed, and my back was against my room, and just I was looking outside my window because my bed was right by my window. And I just woke up and I just sensed that something was in the room. And I rolled over and I saw Jesus standing there, and his arms out, and his hands were open, and both of his hands like that. And I just remember like sensing just the love of God. And I just looked at him and I just was like, Jared was comfortable. It was just like, it was so normal to me. So I just like looked at him. It was like, I always saw him.
Did he smile?
Mm-hmm. And I just, the main thing I remember is his hands were out.
Toward you.
Mm-hmm. Like this.
And what did you feel?
I just peace and love. And then I just turned back around. And then I jumped out of bed and I ran into the living room and I just realized I saw Jesus.
And so, what about your health?
I was healed.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So we said all that to say this. Things like that have been happening in this family. And we told you just a few of those things. And now here's this other brother. He's 4 years younger than Jared. He's 2 years older than Hannah. And he doesn't want any part of this. He does not want to see any angels. He does not want to see Jesus. He doesn't want to see anything. And so he goes to bed every night, and his prayer every night is, since he's a little bitty guy, what was your prayer?
No spirit beings.
No spirit beings. That had to be uttered just before he went to bed. And I remember Shelley said when he stayed with her, he was really little and he'd say, Aunt Shelley, you forgot to pray. No spirit beings. So he did not want to see Jesus. Some people want to see the Lord. He did not want to see angels. He didn't want to see anything.
I remember when I was younger, before I said no spirit beings, my mom would tuck me in and I would say, I don't want to see Jesus. I don't want to see God. I don't want to see angels. I don't want to see devils. I don't want to see any kind of spirit being Bible characters. I would start naming them all off. Mom just would go, son, just say no spirit beings. I was like, okay.
So you would name them all off every night.
I would.
That's how you got to the phrase. I never knew that story.
It would take like 20 minutes for me to do it.
I don't want to see God. I don't want to see Jesus. I don't want to see anything. So your mother, she probably wanted to get to bed. So she just said,
just say no spirit being. Okay.
So that was his... So that was his attitude. Now, there came a night when I think you got in trouble with your mom over grades. Was that it?
Yep, I think that was what it was.
And so when you went downstairs to your bedroom and you were like, how old?
I was probably about 14 years old.
And you were brokenhearted, right?
Yeah, I was crying, I think. And I just went down there and I laid in my bed, and I remember the light, something was different, and I turned around and there was nothing. And then I turned back around and I saw a big angel walk through the wall, and he sat in the chair next, it was kind of by me. It was a just a nice lounge chair, and he sat in there, and he kind of looked at me, but then he just looked forward and just smiled really big. He had a huge smile on his face.
He was comforting you.
Mm-hmm. And I looked at him, and I was kind of shocked, and then I just got up and ran off.
You got up and ran upstairs. Mm-hmm. And you didn't go back to sleep in that room for how long?
About 2 years.
For 2 years, you didn't go back in that room because an angel had appeared. What did that angel look like?
He kind of looked like me a little bit. I thought he did. He was tall. He was really tall.
Kind of blonde haired.
He had bright blonde hair. Mm-hmm. And he had like my haircut exactly. It was wet. His hair was wet. It looked like he just got out of the shower.
And it was really curly.
He had it swirled. It looked like he swirled it. And he was broad. I remember his shoulders were really broad.
But you ran. Mm-hmm. And you didn't go to back down there.
Yeah, for a long time.
For 2 years. You slept on the couch upstairs.
Yep, that's right.
Now, about this time, we're going to enter Mama Jenkins into our lives. And she would come over to your house, and she'd cook, and... What would she do, Hannah?
She would always make us fried chicken or some Southern cooked meal. So she would take the whole day and cook for us.
Now, she was up in 90s at this time.
Yeah.
Yes. And remember we told you earlier in the week how she felt called to your family when she had seen this devil shaking a boy in his mouth, and that turned out to be your brother Jared. And then she had prayed Jared out of the quicksand and into, really, a life for God. And so she was at your house, and it was one of those times probably when she'd come to cook for you and just be with you, all right?
Yes.
And she was in your house when she said this. And Brandon, how come you to tell her about seeing that angel? What? How did that happen?
Hannah or Jared probably told her, because I didn't tell her.
Jared told her?
Jared told her.
And so then what'd she say?
She's like, son, the Lord's trying to get something across to you, and you need to... You need to receive it. That angel just, he came there to tell you something. And you don't need to be scared. You don't need to run off from him.
And so what'd you think about that?
I was like, oh, I was kind of, I remember I acted like I didn't really hear it. I didn't really want to hear it.
Mm-hmm. And then how did it make, eventually make you change? How long did it take for the change to come?
Probably about a year, 2 years, year and a
half. 2 years more?
Yeah.
What would you think about it every now and then, what she said, or what?
Yeah, I would think about it every once in a while, but I try to forget about it. But it always come up in me. I'd just think about it.
It scared him.
Yeah, did it scare
him like a white, like a ghost.
Yeah, when he saw the angel, but when Mama talked to him, then somehow, and she told him that God wanted to get something over to him, then evidently God was bringing it back to you and bringing it back to you and bringing it back to you. And so then tell about the day that it happened.
I just went down stairs in my room, and I was just...
You went back down to the same room. Yep.
I was just thanking God for everything. And
you were thanking him for everything. What do you mean? You were worshiping him? What were you
doing? Yeah, I was just worshiping him.
Were you like on the bed? What were you doing?
I was laying on the bed, and I was just worshiping him and just telling him how much I loved him and so thankful for him and stuff like that. And then I said, I surrender myself to you. And I said, if there's anything you want me to see, I'll be open to it. And if not, that's fine with me. And I saw like a being appear. Just like it was just all of a sudden he was just there. And he said, tell them I'm coming soon. Tell them I'm coming soon. He kept repeating it.
About 5 times?
Yeah, 5 to 6 times, maybe even more. It was really, I remember the presence was like so strong, and that's what he said. And then I had my hands up already, and he was hiding himself. He was in a really serious mood, and he took a step towards me. My body froze. I couldn't move, and my eyes were shut. And I remember and all of a sudden I felt something touch my hands. And I heard helping, people are hurting, and I heard some other things. And then...
What other things?
I heard my cousin's name, Caleb, and then I just kept hearing the help, people are hurting, helping. And then I had a question in my head. He answered it right there. And then I saw a light hit my eye, and I turned, and he had the breastplate on, and one in particular is really hit my eye really strong. It was like, it's really bright, and he kept saying, "Helping people are hurting. Help, help!" And then it gradually disappeared.
All right, now Brenda, you take the mic. He did not know. Brandon did not know what that was Jesus was wearing. How did you figure out what it was?
Well, I was asleep, and the kids, Jared came in there, and he said, "Mom, Brandon has seen another angel."
Okay, so Brandon has come up the stairs, and he has told his brother and sister who are sitting up there. What happened when he came up the stairs?
We actually made fun of him.
You did?
I was.
Hannah did.
And he was so serious, crying. I had Hannah go to him to talk to him about it. And then Mom, I went to her room where she woke up or something. I go, "Mom, Brandon saw another angel." And then from there,
okay, now happened. So Brandon's come up the steps, and he's got the anointing on him. You can see that anointing on him. And he's crying. Every time Brandon talks about it, his eyes tear up. They're teared up right now.
But what that meant was he's scared, and he would, when he saw that first angel, it scared him. It's like, you know, his countenance turned white. Yeah. And so that's what I just said.
Now we're
thing.
Back to the time when he sees Jesus.
But the same countenance.
He looked the same way.
Scared. Scared, uh-huh. but not scared, but it, you know, for a child.
Odd.
Odd.
How old was Brandon when he saw Jesus?
I was 14.
You were 14 when you saw Jesus. No, the angel.
The angel. I was 18 years old.
18 when you saw Jesus. 18 when he saw Jesus, it was March. Okay, so he comes up the stairs, Brenda, and how did you tell him? He was telling you about that light shining in his eye, and what did
well,
you
see
from that?
He wasn't just telling anything. If you saw the Lord, you just wouldn't be talkity. That allness is on him.
Awesomeness.
That awesomeness. Uh-huh. And he was just like that, and he had an experience, and you knew it. And I went over there, and I sat on the couch by him, and I said, "Brandon, tell me what it was like. What was it?" And he's
all right, now we're going to take up right up here tomorrow. Brandon comes up the stairs, and we're going to take up tomorrow when his mother is going to question him. They all can see that something's happened, but they don't know what it is. So I have it this week. Told you how you can contact us. You could contact us at billybrim.org, and you can listen to this week's radio on archive. Our radio is archived there, and if you've been behind and you're suddenly hearing this program talk about people that see angels or see Jesus, well, you can pick it back up from Monday. And Monday's broadcast, or I think Tuesday, we actually started talking about these things. So we invite you to go to billybrim.org and catch up on the archives when we're talking about the Spirit of the Lord upon young people. This is Billy Brim and family saying Shalom, Shalom.